It is that time once again, Saturday afternoon here on the Talk of Pittsburgh, 1320 WJAS. It is time to talk about essentials of estate planning. The one, the only, the lovely, the talented Michelle Conti, my dear close personal friend, welcoming me into her lovely abode here, the professional abode of the Conti Law Offices, the OG location, 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette. We're here. We're back. You let me back in. You left the door unlocked and everything.
I did. Yes. We're back. We love having you here.
The non-law firm law firm, the non-law office law office, and that's what this is. This is really a homey atmosphere. We've talked about this the last couple times I was out here, and just how different this is, and what words we land on. Comfortable, welcoming, and just different. Not as staid, not as stodgy, not as...
Uppity.
Uppity. All right. I was going to say formal, but I mean, obviously this is a law firm in good standing and for many, many years here in town, but it doesn't look it by the nature of this place. This is not what you'd expect when you say, I'm going to see my attorney right now.
It is not.
It is not. By design.
By design, on purpose. My goal is so that whoever walks through our doors, no matter their socioeconomic class, doesn't matter,
sure,
wealthy, poor, in between,
right,
I want you to feel comfortable.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is definitely the way of the land here at the Conti Law Firm, ContiLawPGH.com. This is the OG location, 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette. And, of course, the new location, we're 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104 in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, on the other side of town. How often are you in the Waynesburg location?
Not often.
Not often?
I go down there occasionally when I have clients I need to meet with. But
sure.
One of the attorneys, Blake Birchmeyer,
okay.
He lives in the area.
In that area? Okay, yeah.
And so he's there several days a week.
Sure.
It is by appointment only.
However,
do have people show up and the door's not
open. Okay.
And it's
okay.
Because he's only there on certain days.
Do you have a ring cam?
Yes. Or our assistant down there, Sarah, who's wonderful.
Okay.
She's there, but
okay,
she's not an attorney. So people will walk in and say, well, you can meet with me. And
oh.
She cannot.
She cannot. No.
She's a
no.
college student.
Oh, too. Okay. On the way too, maybe?
She
designs on being becoming an attorney?
She does not.
Okay.
I don't want to speak for her, but I know her family very well.
Oh, okay.
And it
okay.
made sense
sure,
that
sure.
she had a place after school
right,
to
right,
go
right.
to have a job, see what the inner workings look like.
And really, that's what this is about. And again, the entry level is entry level. And that to be able to see how an office works and to see how a successful office is one thing to see how, and we've talked about this before, to see how things maybe shouldn't be done, for lack of a better term.
Right.
As opposed to, it makes you appreciate. I told somebody once or recently that I do feel like every young person on the come up should, as much as it sucks, frankly, mm-hmm. spend some time in a job that they don't like, or spend some time in a company that does not know what it's doing, so they can appreciate the ones that do.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's a good dovetail.
As a life lesson.
Into, you know, I don't have a business background.
Sure.
I'm just a lawyer.
Right.
But we did something right, because this will be, and you don't even know this,
this
fall
Breaking
will
news.
Be our 10-year anniversary.
Ooh.
That we've been up and running.
All right.
And, you know, we do... I think we do most things right.
It's an award winning.
Trial by error, maybe 10 years ago.
Award winning in places you're not even at would be the barometer.
That's right.
The barometer
Xander
for that
does,
one.
Alex doesn't even know that. We won an award for one of the best law offices or offices to work in
yes.
in the North.
Yeah.
We do not have an office in the North.
spoiler alert.
There were some people highly
Fun
upset
fact.
and offended. And I'm not in charge of that. I didn't put that out
right.
there. I didn't vote for it. So, yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, so it was a fun time indeed. So, again, Conti Law PGH, the location you should be at, the location I'm at right now, 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette, and the new location, of course, the Waynesburg location, 3157 Mount Morris Road in Waynesburg. That's the new location, Suite 104. And, yes, as we're talking to a random off mic figure here, you have a new addition to the team.
We do. We're happy to announce that we have expanded and we've brought on Alex, a.k.a. Xander.
Okay.
He's the newest attorney here. He's been here for a couple weeks.
Congratulations and welcome, Alex. Welcome to the... I'm not the one to do formal welcoming, but I'll, on behalf of Conti Law, welcome to the team.
Welcome, Alex.
Welcome, love it
here. Don't answer because you're not on mic.
Here's what I can do. I can welcome him to the radio when he
you
finally
can.
Speaks.
You can.
Drum roll,
please.
You're making the motion right now. I'll talk while the transition's happening. Of course, this is Alex DeLuca, the newest member of the Conti Law team, not yet on the website. Not yet on the billboards, but soon enough. I did see the all in billboard recently on the whole team. I've only seen your this is great radio. I saw it at 279 on the way out from Greetry heading out to the airport. I saw the one with the entire team on it. I've just seen your face, Michelle Conti's face, but I've seen the one with the entire team just a couple days ago. Yep, so I've seen it. Allison, Corey, Casey, they're all on the same billboard there, so it's all good. And eventually, Alex, you'll be on the board. Welcome. Yeah.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So talk about yourself. Talk a little bit about where did you come from? Where did you go to school? All that fun stuff. Was lawyering always in the cards for you?
Yeah, so I'm from Latrobe, PA.
And you said it properly. This is good. Exactly. I appreciate that. I was not about to run afoul of that. I've known people who openly fight you if you say it wrong.
Exactly. So that's how you know I'm from there.
Latrobe, yeah, I was going to say, that's the key. A good friend of mine. Shout out to my friend Andrew Lazarczyk. Latrobe proud.
Yep, so besides me, you know, Arnold Palmer, yeah. Mr. Rogers,
that's
and Rolling
right.
Rock, you know, the famous things from Latrobe there.
Indeed, St. Vincent's, where the Steelers play their have their camp. Yeah.
Yep, and that's where I went to undergrad.
Okay,
so
very
I
nice.
Stayed local there.
Very nice.
Yeah, so stayed local, went to St. Vincent College, and then my grandmother had dementia, and so growing up, my family and I kind of took care of her, and
sure.
The whole kind of elder law and estate planning was always kind of...
I was going to say, that would be the kind of, I mean, that is not the inroad you'd want to have per se, but based on the personal situation, but it's also a very helpful inroad to be able to not only learn the ins and outs of the actual law that is practiced here at Conti Law, but also to appreciate the dynamic that comes into play, to appreciate the family dynamic that actually occurs of the cases, of the people that come in the door here at 7880 Stabilo Pike, the people that visit ContiLawPGH.com.
100%. And it was learning by doing and seeing how that affected my family and kind of parlaying that into my education and going into law school at Widener Commonwealth in Harrisburg.
Okay.
And then just kind of focusing on estate planning and kind of what you and Michelle talked about at the beginning, being comfortable, you know, and having a place where you know, like you said, it's not particularly fun to talk about this kind of stuff.
Of course
sometimes.
Not. And that's the thing. It is really, you're diving into emotionally deep water when you do this. This is not the length and breadth of my personal offline legal dealings dealt with my divorce. And I mentioned to Michelle a recent show that was, you know, cold and formal. Here's the paper, sign the paperwork, et cetera. There was not that emotional connection. I want to be done with it just to get the process over with. There's not that long-lasting connection that does happen with estate planning. There's not that long-lasting connection that happens when you enlist the help of a Conti Law PGH or Conti Law firm, your legal concierge. There's not that long-term, okay, foot in the door now, and let's do this, let's roll until, you know, things happen and on down the line, and eventually the generational concerns therein. That you're in this now is a testament to, again, your background, and it seems like the estate planning element of what Conti Law does is a natural fit for you.
100%. You know, and I actually worked at a nursing home while going to college, and, you know, that kind of opened my eyes too about
sure.
know, the nursing home process and kind of parlaying that with, you know, my grandmother's struggles and my family struggles. You know, this was just kind of a perfect fit.
Yeah, and it does. And it speaks to your ability to not just know the law you practice, but also appreciate, again, as you said, the real world learning by doing, the real world applications of what you're doing, the real world connotation, the real world application of how what you learned in school, what you learned in law school, actually matters to the real world, to people. That's a very important bridge to cross, and one that you can't necessarily cross without actually doing it.
100%. And meeting with an attorney that, you know, down to earth, understands, you know, what's the situation that's happening
sure.
in this very stressful time. That's something in that connection that you kind of, you know, alluded to, that's really important with meeting with somebody to talk about your estate planning or what happens in, you know, maybe your second half of life. You know, it's
right.
not always easy to talk about, and having somebody that has experience in that with taking care of their family, that's really important. People can't see me, but I don't wear a suit every day.
No,
I'm not trying
not.
To intimidate everybody.
No,
you know,
you're very nice. Yeah, smart shirt there. So
yeah, it's easy to talk to. You know, it's just an easy conversation to have to build that trust.
Part and parcel of the vibe here at the Conti Law. That comfortable, engaging vibe, not stodgy, not stoic, not uppity, as Michelle had used, but it's not that vibe. And this if it's part of it, because again, these are different conversations than somebody would normally have when they enlist the help of an attorney, when they enlist the services of an attorney. This is more personal. This is more in for a long haul situation. This is more stem to stern. This is more generational. This is multi-generational. Again, your experience in the nursing home, being able to deal with not only the patients, but also their offspring, you know, in terms of being able to incorporate how everything interacts in that level, that that all, again, feeds right in your skill set, which, again, feeds into a perfect blend for what happens at Conti Law.
100%, yeah. And the past 3 years, I was an attorney up in State College.
Okay, okay.
So I've been living up there. But, you know, since I was from Latrobe and grew up in this area,
sure,
and always appreciated this area, I wanted to come back and, you know, give back to the community that gave so much to me. So.
And I got to think that, you know, being so close to the heat source of you know, Harrisburg, where you went to law school, and your experiences over at Penn State, Maine, I guess, Happy Valley?
Yep.
Okay. I guess that would probably make you, you know, you're closer to the heat source. You're closer to Harrisburg, and you're probably closer to a lot of, I mean, not that Pittsburgh and Philly aren't, but you're closer to and more attuned to what happens in Harrisburg in terms of the law, in terms of laws that happen and how laws change, laws evolve, and where a lot of those things come from.
Yeah, and I actually interned at the Capitol in Harrisburg.
Oh, okay.
Right before law school, so I kind of got to see how, you know, the sausage was made there.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, and I got to appreciate how, you know, laws come about and, you know, the process behind that with different committee meetings or, you know, meeting with different members of the Senate or House representatives. And, you know, it was really eye-opening to how things, you know, work.
I can only imagine. I've always had a fascination for politics and not so much left or right stuff that doesn't really impact me. I don't really pay much noise to that. But the game of politics and the strategy involved and again, that inner working, that sort of thing that, you know, we see the headlines and we see what we see and we choose to support who we choose to support, and that is what that is. But the game is always fascinating to me. That's sort of that gamesmanship that goes on in politics and the importance of needing to work with each other to get things actually done. You know, as Josh Shapiro says, Governor Shapiro, get S done, right? To get those things done, you know, you need to be able to work together. You need to be able to take whatever differences you have and put those aside to work together. But again, it all feeds into the interplay and the interaction that does feed into your skill set for, you know, being an attorney.
Yeah, it was really eye-opening to see how, you know, different people from different backgrounds come together to make up the laws of, you know, our Commonwealth and, you know, kind of seeing how that all worked and
sure.
Going into law school and kind of using that as a base to build my legal knowledge into estate planning and elder law. It was really interesting and really helped me out.
And it does, you know, it feeds into what Michelle's, you know, does over here at the Conti Law Firm and really takes the skills you have and puts them to use in a way that, again, seems to not only help you with what you've learned, but help you with who you are in terms of that background. It really is, it seems like a perfect fit. I'm looking at Michelle for, and the cameras are rolling here for whatever nefarious purposes Michelle has for the video she's recording. But we go live on socials. Is this how this works? Oh, we're live now. Okay.
Oh, boy.
We're not live yet, but we will be at some point on the socials for Conti Law PGA. It's also available on the socials as well. Michelle and her team do that. Well, there you go. See, that's what post-production's for. But again, this is, it's exciting to have you know, new blood here because, you know, you bring new ideas to the table. You get to learn from Michelle and her great staff here, who I've got the opportunity to meet a couple times I've been out here. So that infusion of that new energy, you know, only adds to the rising tide lifting all boats, as it were.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be here. You know, I've been here, 3 weeks now or so?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've already learned a bunch and great people here. And the, you know, the knowledge and expertise that, you know, Michelle and everybody has here has just been really impressive and really happy to join the team.
Yeah, and it seems like a perfect fit. And the snow won't last. Trust me, I can do that. But I suppose the Latrobe can sit a fair amount as well.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Yep. Indeed. So, but yeah, so excellent. Very excited to, as you are, I know, to welcome Alex aboard here. So any questions that for discussion points for Alex that we're thinking about? The guardianship round.
Yeah. So, you know, I kind of base my practice on, you know, pre-planning, estate planning,
okay.
Powers of attorneys, wills, but also a big thing that I enjoy is guardianships.
So, okay, guardianships. Know. Talk about guardianships and talk about the role those players. Of course, that's a big thing that's been in the news lately, and Michelle and I have talked about this in the past, about how we tend to see it, you know, crude as it may be to boost the signal, we tend to see guardianships come up in the news when it comes to celebrities.
Yeah, that's a big thing, and that's how a lot of people's education gets started with guardianships, as they see
for better or worse.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
But I mean, again, it's a foot in the door cognitively as to what, you know, even if it's something you see on Us Weekly or Entertainment Tonight or something like that, it's something that raises the awareness in people's minds of what a guardianship is, even if their own personal situation doesn't allow for that.
Exactly. So, yeah, a guardianship is, you know, if somebody does not have the capacity to, you know, make decisions for themselves, whether
sure.
it's for healthcare or financial needs, you know, the court has to get involved and appoint somebody as a guardian to make those decisions for you. And, you know, it really goes to the point of the importance of planning.
Sure.
You know, and getting good powers of attorney in place so you don't have to go the guardianship route. But, You know, one thing that, you know, I find a lot of joy in with guardianships is, you know, going to court. I know it's a court process and that might scare some people.
Sure.
But in the end, it's, you know, for the help of the person.
Yes, yes. You know? For the greater good.
Exactly. And, you know, having your family members or somebody take care of you and, you know, maybe taking away some of that decision making for your benefit and, you know, being able to take care of you, that's really important. And, you know, a lot of times after, you know, the guardianship hearing actually happens, you know, the families that I've dealt with and worked with, you know, they've been so thankful and seeing, you know, them being emotional over that,
right.
It's a really great feeling.
I'm sure it's probably, as much as you try to put on the poker face, the professional face, I'm sure it's probably not the easiest thing in the world for you to remain unemotional about it as well, seeing the emotion that your efforts have helped create in terms of how this gets resolved. And I got to think that this has to be, maybe there have to be some cases that are more complex than others, maybe more emotionally complex than others, maybe some that require, you know, because there's depth involved too. I'm sure you have to consult with medical experts as well, in addition to the legal lane that you're in with this. I'm sure probably medical experts have to be the ones who determine, okay, well, maybe this person is not fully capable.
100%. Yeah, we need a doctor's report that, you know, says whether somebody can make these decisions for themselves, you know, healthcare or financial decisions.
Sure.
That's kind of the basis of, you know, going in front of a judge and saying whether this person can, you know, manage their finances.
And I'm sure some people probably, the person themselves probably fight. You probably get some pushback, maybe, you know, not all the time. I'm sure in some cases, you probably get pushback from the person themselves.
Yeah.
Hell, I mean, yeah, I'm capable.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's kind of...
Who are you to tell me otherwise?
Yeah, you know, everybody wants their autonomy. Everybody
right.
wants to make decisions for themselves. But at some point, you know, sometimes it's still a little bit out of their hands. And, you know, so they might say that they don't want this help. But, you know, sometimes it's, you know, the doctor's reports and,
yeah.
you know, just evidence from family members, kind of the day-to-day.
And that has to be hard, too. That has to be hard to be able to, you know, sometimes be not necessarily the bearer, but maybe part of the bearers of bad news in this case. To, you know, again, the emotions that I get involved with this, the emotions. And this is not just your cut and dry legal stuff you learned in school. You have to have that bedside manner. You have to have that emotional interplay, that emotional balance to be able to bring those two to light.
Yeah, and I think my experience working at a nursing home too
exactly.
helped with that. You know, how to, you know, talk to somebody with maybe a little bit of a diminished capacity with dementia or Alzheimer's.
Sure.
You know, have the patience and trying to understand, you know, put a piece of paper in front of somebody and saying that we're going to a guardianship hearing and they have to show up and testify in front of a court, you know, that
sure.
can be really intimidating.
Oh, absolutely can be. I mean, court is court, and it's every day for you guys, but for a layman, as it were, that has to be something. I mean, these are terms that they're heavy onto themselves. I mean, when you hear testimony, when you hear court,
yeah.
and as somebody who wouldn't know a court from the store down the street, that can be very intimidating.
Yeah, and that's something that Conte Law and Michelle, you know, we try to make things comfortable for
sure.
everybody, so, you know, it's not an intimidating process. It's not, you know, intimidating. Yeah, we have to go to court for that, but it's not something that's, you know, supposed to be scary per se.
Right. Again, talk with Alex DeLuca. He is the newest member of the team here on Conte Law, ContelawPGH.com, your legal concierge. This is Essentials of Estate Planning here at the Talk of Pittsburgh, 1320 WJAS. We're actually at site. I'm on site here at the original location, 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette, Pennsylvania. And again, the other location, 3157 Mount Morris Road, Suite 104 in Waynesburg, 724-784-0239. That is how you can reach Michelle and Alex and the rest of the team here at Conte Law PGA. It's also available on the socials as well. So a lot of great stuff here, and very excited to have you on board. It's just exciting to have new blood here and new energy, and especially what you specifically bring to this table here is this table right here is very interesting and very exciting for the team and for the continued growth and development of Conte Law as a powerhouse in town.
Yeah, very happy to be here. Very excited.
So all good as we have a few minutes left to go here on the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJS. Again, this is Essentials of Estate Planning with Michelle Conte and her team and Alex DeLuca and the rest of the team here at Conte Law. Any other things that Michelle here thinks we should cover with this job? Permission to speak freely.
Oh, boy. No. So,
bosses, you're right.
So Conte Law, you know, when I was, you know, looking at moving back into the area, what made it different was, and not to go back to what we kind of harped
sure.
on before, but that, you know, that smaller firm, but that comfort level and that down to earth, just, you know, professional, but down to earth, being comfortable meeting with somebody, talking about these issues, and you know, the people that work here, it's an amazing atmosphere. And even in the, you know, the 3 short weeks that I've worked here, you know, I've felt so comfortable to be able to, you know, ask questions, learn new things, be involved in different cases, different files. And it just seemed like a great environment to work. And, you know, we have lunch and we all sit at the table together and talk. And,
there you go. You know, communication.
That, you know, that's something that I haven't really experienced before. And that's something that really sets this place apart.
Because, again, law firms are law firms. And there are, you know, when you think of a layman coming off the street, I mean, as, you know, the non-legal person in this room right now, when you think of a law firm, you think of something that is not this place. You think of something that's more staid, uppity is the word Michelle used. You think of those kind of words. This is not that. And you know, there's nothing wrong with those places that are that. But
exactly.
Especially in the case of estate planning, where you're looking for something that's maybe more emotionally involved than your simple, okay, ipso facto, here's the, you know, here's the letter of the law kind of thing. When you're looking for that hand to hold or that shoulder to lean, to proverbially lean on, that's what this place is. And because of the emotionally charged nature of estate planning and how different it can be and how long-term it is, long haul it is. I mean, this is not just one and done. This is something that you'll be with for a long time. You'll make changes. You'll execute the will and you know, upon the passing of the person. And this is not just a one and done kind of play. This is something where you need that depth, quite frankly.
100%. And, you know, I've worked at those places.
Sure.
And like you said, not right or wrong. But,
right.
You know, doors are shut and you don't hear anything from anybody for days, maybe even a week or
right.
so. And, you know, it just goes to the point of, you know, Michelle starting, you know, this business and this company. And just a different environment than what I've experienced. And it's been really welcoming and comfortable and something that I think is why it's so successful, because the clients see that and trust that.
As a function of Michelle's own story in terms of coming from the firm that she came from, be able to start her own practice and start a practice like this one, where, again, a different vibe, different a different tone, a different kind of energy, and one that is very much in the lane of helping people, not just with the law stuff. That's all well and good. That's why you're here at the end of the day, the bottom line, but also the emotional concern around it as well, the depth that is involved, the emotional complexity around it.
Yeah, and I think that goes to her leadership style as well, that, you know, people, employees are comfortable, you know, to work for her because, you know, of this environment that she's created herself, and you know, that goes to whenever she comes into this room, you know, makes clients comfortable as well.
So I think handing back the microphone back off to Michelle. Again, thank you very much, Alex.
Welcome
aboard.
Thank you.
Welcome to the radio. This is not your last time you'll be on the radio. We'll say that right the hell now. But great to talk to you. Looking forward to talking to you many more times here on the Essentials of Estate Planning here at the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJGS. Again, broadcasting on site from the Conti Law Firm. The original location, 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette, Pennsylvania, 724-7840-239, ContiLawPGH.com. That's C-O-N-T-I, LawPGH.com. And that was great.
Isn't he wonderful?
Thank you for introducing me to Alex. Thank you for introducing Listenerland to Alex. And thank you for introducing Alex to Listenerland.
He's a great addition to our team.
He is.
Very knowledgeable. He doesn't come off like, oh, he's pompous and he knows what he does. It's amazing.
Exactly.
So, it's nice because he wears multiple hats and I look forward to many years with him.
Indeed. It'll be very exciting to watch this go down. And what, again, you're helping because you see people like Alex. And you see, I'm sure you see yourself in those people. The people who, you know, once you were once on the come up to establish yourself to where you are now. And you see someone like Alex and on the come up himself. And again, same thing. He you know, take advantage of his experience, take advantage of his knowledge, and take advantage of his awareness and his bedside manner, and to add that to the team.
Right, and I have absolutely no qualms, no concern if I can't handle it, or, you know, we have emergencies here,
right?
People are ill, people are dying, somebody did die, we, you know, whatever the case may be, is he's not somebody that I can't say, go in and handle this. He actually did that, I think, your first week you were here.
Wow.
We had an issue with my child. I couldn't be at work.
Okay.
And Alex was here, and I said, great, go in, be me, do you. You know, do your thing, because I am confident. I know he knows his stuff, and he can. But he can also speak with the clients the way we will speak with them.
And that's important, as you've talked about. Your own approach to this and speaking with a client like yourself or a family member, and you're talking to a family member, that's something that, you know, Thomas Jefferson, I think, said the shadow of an organization is the, you know, the length of his organization. The length of an organization is the shadow of one man, in this case, woman. But again, one person. So to be able to take what you've done and your methodology here and impart on Alex and the rest of the team here is phenomenal as we wrap things up here on the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJS. We've done talked away through another half hour.
And I didn't have to talk.
Did a lot of the heavy lifting there.
I know. I videoed.
So, that's right. Did the cinematography for this show. This is it'll be on the socials, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to send it to Michelle, who's our social media lady. So, good luck.
There you go.
Alex, there you go.
ContiLawPGH.com. That is the website. You can see the rest of the team. Alex's picture will get up there eventually. Next month.
We already have everything scheduled.
ContiLawPGH.com, 724-784-0239. Two locations locally. The one I'm at right now, 7880 Steubenville Pike in North Fayette, as well as the new location in Waynesburg, 104 Mount Morris Road. Lost my place there. 3157 Mount Morris Road and Waynesburg Suite 104, the new location. So that'll do it for this week's show. You want to keep us going next week?
Absolutely.
We've got another team member joining us, right? Spoiler
alert. Corey will be here next week.
Corey's going to make a return appearance. The first time I was out here, we were able to speak with Corey, but making a return appearance next week. Corey, the one and only, will be here as well. So very excited to have that happen. Very excited to enjoy the rest of our Saturday, and we'll see you. Any predictions for the Super Bowl?
I have a bet with my son.
Uh-oh, okay.
He's going Patriots, so I took Seahawks.
You're going Seahawks, all right.
We'll and yellow Gatorade is my second.
Oh, okay, for what's being poured on the winning coach. Okay, yes. Prop bets, length of the anthem, Bad Bunny's performance, it's all there. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll see you right back here in 7 days. Here at the Talk of Pittsburgh 1320 WJS Essentials of Estate Planning.
Bye, guys.